The table linen was spread upon the orchard grass, with pretty blossom arrangements decking the fruit trees. Lanterns hung ready to be lit by evening. Casks of strawberry fizz, October ale, dandelion and burdock cordial, and jugs of mint tea or pennycrowd brew were placed in the tree shade. Scones, tarts, pies and pasties were there in abundance, alongside trifles, broth, oven-baked breads and delicate almond wafers. The entire effect was magical, or to quote the abbess, the setting for an evening's delicious enchantment. And it really was just that. Glowing from the day's chores and tasks, every beast trooped into the orchard. Early evening twilight was enhanced by lighted lanterns of pink, gold, blue and green, circled by fluttering moths of varied hue. Overexcited dibbins were issued with beakers of strawberry fizz and warned to keep a modicum of silence whilst the abbess said grace. Decked out in her best pale fawn habit, belted with a spotless white cord, and sporting a small circlet of woodland flowers around her brow, Marjoram recited the special words penned earlier that day by her friend Granvy.
We meet in happiness this day to celebrate our victory, not to boast of fighting ways, but just the joy of living free. Oh, may that feeling never cease for you, my true and honest friends. Enjoy this feast in love and peace, and hope our freedom never ends.
A tiny squiddle babe held up his beaker.
I drink to that.
Laughter echoed round the orchard as they fell to in earnest. Skipper blew on a bowl of his favourite freshwater shrimp and hot root soup, winking at Buckler.
You think all this scarf might tempt old Diggs out from wherever he stowed himself?
The young hare picked up a slice of greengage tart.
Well, if he doesn't, I'll wager he's at least 3 leagues away, the great lard barrel.
Clarina passed a long cheese and hazelnut roll to Ambrovina.
It was kind of you to say you'd accompany Buckler and me tomorrow. Thank you so much.
The badger maid accepted the offering with a nod.
I've seen your babes, ma'am. Caller and Erfa, two charming little creatures. I can see why you wish dearly to be reunited with them. My pleasure.
Baby Dub-Dub sprayed crumbs about as he spoke through a mouthful of honeyed scone.
My pleasure! My pleasure!
Oakheart beamed over the rim of his October ale tankard.
The babe's learning, Dimpley, I didn't hear that. A real actor in the making. A true Witherspike.
His wife brushed crumbs from her apron, then wiped Dub-Dub's face with a corner of it.
Indeed, Oaky. I just wish he wouldn't practice his lines at meal times.
Django speared a hunk of cheese with his blade.
I'll come along with you on the morrow, Buck. Just for a walk. Chance to stretch me paws, eh?